This is Kelly Blewett. I'm joined tonight by Shelley Shepherd Gray, a prolific writer of inspirational Amish fiction who makes her home in Loveland, Ohio. Shelley is a New York Times and USA Today bestselling author, a finalist for the American Christian Fiction Writers Carol Award, and a two-time Holt Medallion winner. Welcome, Shelley.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to visit with you.
So we're here today to talk about your latest series, which is called Charmed Amish Life. I understand there are four books in the series, that all four were published this year, and that they take place over the course of a year.
They do. It was so fun to write this series. Charm is an actual town in Holmes County, which is right near where I've set so many novels. I've actually gotten lost in Charm many times. And really, the inspiration for this whole series happened when I got lost yet again. There's no street signs, really. So I was just wandering around, and I drove by the Kime Lumber Mill, and it is a huge place. And I later found out it employs over 200 Amish men and women, and Mennonite English, too, and is kind of the focal point of the area. So I thought that was a wonderful focal point and keystone for this novel. It's four books, each focusing on one sibling. And this Christmas novel that we're going to be talking about focuses on the youngest son. His name is Levi Kinsinger. That's kind of how it all begins, the story.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about the Kinsinger family? And things seems like they really change for the family early in the year, and it kind of sends the siblings on their own trajectories that, as you said, each novel explores.
You're absolutely right. I went up and visited the lumber mill, and this really nice Amish man took me around, and he kept trying to show me what the customers want to see. And I said, no, I need to see the back. So off we went through all these buildings. And he kind of had a side note, started talking about, our lumber mill is really safe, unlike a one down the street. And he talked about an accident. And then all of a sudden I started thinking, oh, that's what I need to do. I need to have a really bad accident take place at my lumber mill. So then I started asking him questions. And honestly, I think he got kind of nervous, like, oh no, what's this girl going to do? But that's the setup. For the whole series is that the first novel in the book, it's called A Son's Vow. It takes place 99 days after a terrible accident at the mill in which 5 people died. And I wanted to explore how such a big event could just send a ripple effect through a whole community, and also how 4 children could each handle their grief and their future differently. So each book focuses on one of the siblings. Of course, they somehow manage to fall in love, but they also reach out to other members of the community and try to help each other. The series ends with an Amish family Christmas, and it takes place almost 1 year after the lumber mill accident. So I wanted to close up everything nicely for the readers and to see how everyone has progressed, and I wanted when they finished this book to feel like, okay, everyone's going to be okay in Charm now. And especially my hero of this book, Levi, he was so distraught over the death of his father and the accident. He ended up leaving. He kind of needed to go find himself and get away a little bit. And when he returns home, one of the things that is he has a hard time with his family is he doesn't want to move back into the family home. And they think he's being a little ornery, maybe just difficult. But what it really is he can't seem to take the memories. He's having a hard time. His mom's not there. His dad's gone. His other siblings have moved on. And he feels a little left out, that he just doesn't know how to cope and continue. And that's how the novel begins. He's got a little rental house. And I wouldn't say it's a bad area of Charm, but it's kind of a far more different place than his beautiful home where generations of his family had grown up. He meets a lady across the street with a little girl named Penny, and they're in need of a friend and a savior. And he realizes, well, he may not know what to do with his life, but he can definitely reach out and help someone else.
And it's interesting, I want to kind of move us into where we can hear a little bit about the book, a little passage from the book. the lady that Levi meets across the street, her name is Julia. And as you said, she has this little daughter. I wondered if you could tell us a little bit about her as sort of an introduction to the section.
Oh, I'd be delighted to. It's so funny, you know, how you start developing a whole community. And I knew who Levi was, but I couldn't figure out who the heroine of the novel is going to be. And I knew I wanted her to have a little girl. And next thing I know, poor Julia had really a tough life. She had been in an abusive relationship, and she decided to rush things a little bit. And they had sex before marriage, which is kind of a frowned upon in the Amish community. And she was pregnant. And so she moved away. And how the novel opens is she doesn't want to tell everyone the truth. And it's really not as much to protect herself, but it's to protect her daughter. So she makes up a little bit of a false history about herself. But more important than that is she's skittish. She's worried. She doesn't necessarily trust herself and all her decisions. She doesn't necessarily trust her instincts when it comes to trusting men. So she's very tentatively accepting of Levi. He is not looking for romance. He's looking to recover from his grief and fit back into his family and help someone. So they begin by really being friends with each other. They very slowly take little tentative steps. And I think her daughter, Penny, is really the way that they get to do this. She's just an outgoing little girl and needs as much attention and love as she can, especially at Christmas. And just as things are starts moving right along, some secrets come out, and then it just kind of messes everything up again. But that's how books are supposed to be, I think. We got to keep the readers turning the pages.
Definitely. So we're going to hear just a little passage that is rather Julia's thoughts immediately following a scene between her and another person on that street, the elderly Mrs. Crane, who sometimes babysits for Penny. And I think our little passage will open after Mrs. Crane has been babysitting Penny, and Julia returns home, and Mrs. Crane says that she made some cookies and Julia should have one because she should treat herself more. And so Julia watches Mrs. Crane head home as our passage begins.
All right. I'd love to read this passage here. Here we go. Once she was satisfied that Mrs. Crane had made it back to her home four doors down, she closed the door and went about arranging the cookies in a plastic container for the party. You need to treat yourself more often. Had her life come to that? Taking a single cookie counted as allowing herself to have a treat? That was a little disturbing. Not because a cookie wasn't a treat, but because it felt as if it had become a metaphor for what her life had become. Her relationship with Luther had been painful. Often it was filled with hurt and shame. She'd hated that she trusted a man who ended up belittling and abusing her. But even more, she'd been ashamed that she'd been engaged to him. For some reason, she'd begun to think that she hadn't mattered all that much. She'd put up with so much from him and kept it all a secret from her parents, and instead of holding her head up and telling others how mean and controlling he'd been, she'd run away. Now she had bills to pay and a job to keep. She had daughter to raise and suppers to cook. There was laundry and cleaning. Somehow along the way, she'd forgotten she was important too.
I mean, I think, you know, this novel brings together Levi and Julia, who are both hurting so much and really feeling alienated from their families in different ways. I wondered why Christmas might have been sort of how Christmas interacts with these two hurting people to move the book forward, create an emotional scene.
Oh, yeah. You know, I have to tell you, I love writing Christmas books, but I also find them a little bit tricky. And the reason is I don't want to just have a good romance and a nice plot that people like. I really strive to dig a little deeper into myself and to convey some kind of message. I don't want it to be preachy, but I want people to close the book feeling like, you know, that's what Christmas is to me too.
Well, Shelley, thank you so much for being here today and for sharing with us a little bit about your new series, and particularly the last book in that series called An Amish Family Christmas. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, I agree. It's a real pleasure to speak with you, and thank you so much for having me.
I've been talking with Cincinnati author Shelley Shepherd Gray, whose latest series, The Charmed Amish Life Series, is finishing up with An Amish Family Christmas. To learn more about these books, visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.